Hi, this is a dictation for patient Lamont Brooks, LamontBrooks. Date of birth is 5/14/1969. Date of service 1/8/2026. Mr. Lamont Brooks is referred from his Dr. Sura Panini, SuraPanini, MD, for management of the pain for this gentleman. He arrived with the chief complaints of severe pain in the neck and lower back and the both knees. According to this patient, the neck pain is 7, lower back pain is 6, knee pain is 7 to 8. He has some pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 4 with radiation to the left arm involving second, third, and fourth finger as a numbness and tingling and pain off and on. Overall, the symptoms are going on for since last 2023, when he was involved in an automobile accident where he was a driver alone and a bus hit his driver's side. The case has been settled and there is no other issues going on. At that time, in 2023, the MRIs were found positive for disc, multi-disc issues and herniated disc and shoulder issues and 3 epidural injections to the lumbar spine and 1 or 2 in the neck and 15 injections to the knee and 4 plasma injections to the shoulder. Currently, he was seeing Dr. Shukra at that time and according to him, none of this helped nor physical therapy. Last time he saw him, it was 2 months ago. And these pains have been going on overall since 8 years. He is a chef, CHEF at Andiamo, and he is disabled because of his knee, his neck, and lower back since that time. According to him, these pains are present several times a day and may or may not be related to the car accident. They are throbbing, shooting, cramping, heavy, and aching. 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADL are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by scanning and improved by medications only. Patient does have X-rays, MRI, CT scan done in 2023 extensively. He has been treated for all these conditions also extensively with multiple injections, physical therapy. He did not go for any surgical consultation. Denies any other issues, no muscle weakness, motor weakness. No gait problem, slight pain in the left arm affecting second, third, fourth finger is reported. Patient has had acupunctures, massage, medications, epidural injections, and whole 9 yards. Kindly review the records for system review. No medical problems are listed except for anxiety and arthritis and past surgical history, none. Medications, no allergies. Family history. Mother is deceased due to the old age. Father is deceased due to the heart attack. No history of brother and sisters is available. Relationship status: patient is married and is unemployed due to the pain. He is on disability and no attorneys are listed. Personal history is from the records and so is the ADLs. The patient has no issues with the auto accident at this time, no headaches, no TBI symptoms. Moderate anxiety is reported, sleep disturbances reported, fatigue and difficulty walking, difficult pains. Kindly review the records for ADLs. Physical examination, the patient is a 56-year-old African-American male, obese, and he is 5 feet 7 inches, weight is 229 pounds. Blood pressure 189 over 124, pulse 104, pulse ox is 100. The person is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging, colony came. Hydration is good and is obese. It doesn't appear to be an acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces. And patient has a good attitude, demeanor, Patient is able to walk reasonably well without major crisis. He's not using any crutches or cane or any knee braces, and he's able to walk reasonably well. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, which is normal, musculoskeletal. Inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 45. Extension is 45. Bilateral side flexion is 30. And bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 10. And bilateral side flexion 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify the produce of pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative. Sterling sign was positive. Thermal test is positive. Destruction test was positive. Total test is negative. Signs of myelopathy negative. Thoracic spine, bruise test, slump test was negative. And in the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 45 degrees bilaterally with CLR being positive. Bregar test is negative. Chem test is negative. Belinsky sign negative. Budzinski Kernick test is negative. SI joint is unremarkable. No tender spots are noted. Standing flexion test, helicompression test, and distraction tests are negative. Paper test is negative. And consonant test is also negative. In the extremities examination, for the left shoulder, and both knees are done separately. Other than that, right upper extremity and other lower extremity, including hip and ankle, are all okay. And no signs of carpal tunnel is noticed. The thinness and phalen sign are negative. Examination of the left upper extremity reveals a motor power of 4x5. And shoulder has mild to moderate pain around 4. Maximum range of motion is 120 degrees without pain up to 120 degrees of abduction, beyond which some pain is noticed. However, the shoulder appears normal on inspection and palpation, and the anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. Hawking-Kennedy test was negative. Near test, speed test are negative. Examination of the both the knees revealed some crunchy crepitus grinding noise, but no scar arrhythmia effusion is noticed. No tenderness swelling is noticed. Range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact, and anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis from the diagnosis stage, plan of care is as follows. Plan of care is from the template, treatment plan, physical therapy. The patient is advised to try physical therapy with lasers. He has been given a referral that might help him since he has a previous injury and ongoing pain. And non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications provided to him are meloxicam 7.5 milligram daily for 30 days and lidocaine patch 5% for the left knee. Is provided with Percocet 7.5, 325, one pill, two times a day for 15 days, 30 tablets for the temporary pain relief. An MRI of the both knees is ordered to identify any ongoing issues. Maybe it may require a surgical intervention like total knee replacement. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psych, fitness club is all yes. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, caseworker, none. Past medical records are ordered released. DME's patient has been advised to use the knee brace and the ACE bandage continuously. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Thank you.